This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm going to tell you the address that I'm at, but not where I'm at quite yet. You have to put it into your GPS, and then you'll figure out exactly where I'm at. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you won't. I'm in Williston, North Dakota. We'll do this backwards. I'm in Williston, North Dakota. Okay? Yeah. Where am I in Williston? Jensen Lane in Williston. Put that in your GPS and say, Jensen Lane, Williston, North Dakota. It's going to come up with nothing. It's going to say, there is no Jensen Lane. But there is, actually, because I am at the brand new airport. I'm making radio history, the very first radio broadcast from this beautiful new airport. I am. That's where I'm at right now. Can you believe it? I can't. Pretty exciting. When's the last time you were at a brand new airport? Again, as in not only like a new terminal, but as in a brand new location. I love how
Bismarck, but it doesn't happen often. You're right.
Well, yeah, but Bismarck wasn't a new airport. It was just a new airport terminal, right?
No, it was all new. Well.
They didn't move the location of the airport.
They didn't move the airport. Okay.
Yeah. Right,
I get it.
So that's the double whammy.
Denver, then, would be the other one.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's happened like four times in the last, I don't know, umpteen years. It's very unusual. So, and here it is happening in North Dakota, and it's absolutely beautiful. You come upon it, and it's like, what's the shining city on a hill here, for crying out loud? But it's amazing. It's a brand new airport. There is a event tomorrow where the public will be able to come tour this. So that's why we're here today, to tell you about that. If you're in the neighborhood, you come on up and check this out. And we're going to talk with a couple of folks about what's happening surrounding the opening. Senator Burgum. Senator Burgum. Maybe someday. Governor Burgum. Senator Hoeven.
You got to start
Kramer,
someplace, right?
Senator Daines as well. Former Governor Jack Dalrymple, and others as well, will be part of the ceremony. They're doing a P-51 Mustang flyover. Mayor Klug going to preside over the ceremonies. Should be a lot of fun. We'll be telling you about that as we go throughout the day. But congrats, Williston. This is neat. XWA, the Williston Basin International Airport. And I'm sitting here. I'm right here, right next to the baggage claim sign and the taxi stand and all, you know, the rent-a-car place is right over there and all of that. You know, this is, you know, a community that when you would go to leave from the airport and TSA checks your bags as they do everywhere, Todd, they had to actually, you know, sort through your bag by hand in Williston because they didn't have enough room in the terminal for the scanning equipment.
I suppose.
Exactly. So,
eesh.
Important time. Anyway, glad to have you along on the program. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. This is What's on Your Mind. Write down this telephone number. It's actually a number for you to text, 701-367-2054, or you could text Todd at 701-226-8503. I have a pair of tickets, courtesy of Labor Masters and Nancy Kelly, for the Trump rally bus next Wednesday. This, by the way, is a $299 per person, double occupancy gift, $429 if you want a room yourself. But we have two tickets, $600 value. You're on the bus Wednesday, Thursday at the rally. Come home after. A lot of
Very
fun.
Very nice.
Isn't that nice? I have two that our friend Nancy Kelly from Labor Masters said, why don't you give that to one of your fine listeners? So how about we do that today on the program? How about we do that? How should we do that, Todd? You think about that a minute, and we'll come back. But get your pen handy here, okay? And we'll talk about how to do it. We give away a lot of things via text, so I'm thinking we should maybe do it with a caller. But, Todd, you can decide. You're Todd the Radio Guy. You get to make the call.
Well, we can do a caller. That's fine.
I'm going to tell you something you probably don't know. And the reason you don't know is because most in the media don't want to tell you anything about Donald Trump. That would be good news. I saw a study, a poll last night, national poll, that Donald Trump's approval among farmers and ranchers is 76%. 76%. Despite all the noise, despite all the trade deals, despite all the whining from the typical whining groups who whine for a living and want everybody to be a victim. 76%. You know what that said to me, folks? Let not your heart be troubled. That's what it said. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't underestimate the power of the American public to sort through all of this. I saw another stat. You're not hearing this anywhere. It's actually a fact. Before Donald Trump was on that call with his counterpart in Ukraine and talked about the mess and the need for an investigation to get to the bottom of Burisma, Ukraine officials had already started an investigation. There was already one underway. So Donald Trump didn't pressure anybody or anything. They agreed that it needed to be investigated. Is that not an important fact in this whole thing? Sure seems like it to me. It totally removes the drama that they've added to the transcript. It's gone. They were already doing it. And, of course, it's about the 2016 election, and there's nothing wrong with Donald Trump saying, let's get to the bottom of all this corruption from the 2016 election, which is rampant. You've not heard enough about that, too. You know the name Nellie Orr, right? Wife of Bruce Orr, who was one of the corrupt Justice Department employees. Yeah, well Nellie Orr is tied into the Ukraine, wired in there. Dossier has ties, the funding at least, to the Ukraine. There's a lot. Those are, I think, important facts. I really do. But one little tidbit from the news that struck me from yesterday was unrelated to any of this. Did anybody follow the story about the woman who went into the wrong apartment and shot a police officer because she mistakenly thought he was an intruder in her apartment? Remember this in the the sentencing just happened. Did you see what happened when the brother of the victim?
Epic.
The brother of the victim. The brother that lost a brother to murder asks the judge if he could give the convicted killer a hug.
How epic is that?
It's beyond words for me. It's absolutely beyond words. It is so incredible. And I'll tell you, that one gesture that young man undertook, I forget how old he is, but he's young. You know, he's like 18, 19, 20. He's a young man. If it were emulated, could change the world. You know, we're sitting here talking about the world spiraling out of control. And trust me, I believe that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I believe if the Democrats succeed in doing the impeachment inquiry rather than having a vote and doing all the things that they're doing to try and get the president thrown out of office because they know they can't beat him, you don't think that's going to be the new norm in American politics, folks? You think things are going to get all cozy all of a sudden after that? No, that'll just be the new rules of the game. And before you know it, we're going to be a Venezuela.
Ugh.
We're going to be in Venezuela. Ronald Reagan said it best. And I'm not going to say what he said because I'll give a pair of rally bus tickets, hotel accommodations, and the rally bus for that trip to the person that tells me how Ronald Reagan warned us about this, about what's happening right now. What did he say that was a stark warning about this? Do you know? Call us at 800-228-0550. Should we go with a caller time?
Oh, yeah.
Win it by calling?
Yes.
So, yeah, doesn't work to text, doesn't work to email. We love your texts and emails, but we love talking to you more. 800-228-0550. By the way, I've given you a couple of new puzzle pieces. Trump approval at 76% by farmers and ranchers. That's one tough guy to impeach because of that. Investigation was already underway. Nellie Orr with her fingerprints all over this thing. I told you all that. Now you tell us. 800-228-0550. From Williston today, it's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But a sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now. And also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Texas says, when is the first flight out or in to the new Williston Airport? We're going to see, but we believe that'll be Governor Burgum's plane later today, when it's actually your plane. The state plane brings Governor Burgum and others here for the ribbon cutting this afternoon. Official opening for the public is tomorrow at the Williston Airport. You're invited. They're doing a runway run registration at 10. What a great idea. and then the run at 11. They do the community celebration from 10 a.m. to 2 here at the Williston Basin International Airport. Brand new airport, built it from scratch. Phenomenal. Really, really incredible. Having the official ribbon cutting ceremony, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then some tours. The actual airport opens for air traffic in October. So we're, I'm sorry, October, we're in October. October 10th, is it? I think it's October 10th, he said. It's a ways away, a few days away. But the chance to see it, be out here, and happens right now, which is really, really cool. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Don't forget, Mike Lindell and his team have a limited time offer right now, rewarding our listeners to make sure you get the best deal ever on MyPillows. The best deal ever. MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more, up to 50% off, up to 50% off, like the body pillow, which normally would be $89.99, but with the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter the promo code Scott, and get the deal. Or call 800-506-9028. One other thing before I go to your calls today. Lots of folks want to weigh in on our Ronald Reagan question. Have a shot at free tickets to join us for the rally. The ticket is actually for the bus and the hotel accommodations. You get the ticket from DonaldJTrump.com. But we got to do this, folks. We got to do this. We got to set aside the routine and just go. If you want to buy your way along, you can. $2.99 a person based on double occupancy. We're 2 blocks from the Target Center. We leave Wednesday about 4. We come back after the rally Thursday. Call 952-898-3478 and hit 0. Big news out of the Supreme Court. They're going to take up the Louisiana abortion case. You know what that means, folks? First time an abortion case has been undertaken while Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, is on the court, number one. Number two, the ruling will likely be announced before the 2020 election. Oh, baby. That's a big one. All right, let's go to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. Vance Bismarck.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Which Reagan quote am I looking for?
Was it? It's a time to choose.
I love that one, but that's not the one.
Oh, sounds good.
Thanks for calling, Vance.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Glad to have you listening and joining today on the program. Ronald Reagan said something that put a chill up my spine when things like what's happening right now comes along, where you have Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Democrats can't win the ballot box, can't beat Donald Trump there, so they want to witch hunt. You think about the FBI being involved in a spying operation against a candidate for president. That's how bad they want to stop him. So this is when we need to remember what Ronald Reagan said and wake up and go to battle. What would that be, Scott?
We are never more than a generation away from losing our freedoms.
Close. All right. So, that's all I can say, but it is, close. Thank you, Scott. Ryan, Jamestown, your contribution to this.
The 9 most terrifying words ever. I believe it's, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That's got to be his best quote, isn't it? Yeah, the most terrifying words in the English language. I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. You know,
they actually have T-shirts that say that, and that's comical.
Good stuff. That's not the one, Ryan, but a good guess. 800-228-0550. Mike on the road. What do you think it is?
You're never more than one generation away from freedom.
Try again. Because I think you've mixed up a word there, but I know where you're going.
You're one generation away from freedom.
It's not that. You guys are dancing around it here. Matt Fargo, your guess?
Remember, we're always just one generation, away from losing freedom.
There's a really key word. There's a really key word that's missing from your suggestions here, but we're getting there. Thank you, and let's go to Todd in Langdon. We're going to give you a shot at this. Todd, what's on your mind?
It's not if fascism comes to America, it will be through liberalism.
If fascism will come to America, it would come through
liberalism.
Isn't that interesting? I don't remember that quote. I don't remember that quote, but that's a dandy. That's a good one. But that's not the one I'm looking for. To be a lucky winner of some seats on the bus, we want to put folks on the bus. 800-228-0550 is the number you call. 800-228-0550. Chris, where are you, Chris?
Jamestown.
You're in Jamestown. Okay. Give me your crack at this here.
Socialism only works in heaven and hell.
There's another one I didn't know that he said, but if he did, that's good. No, I think I've given a few clues here because some folks have been really close to it, but I just want to be fair and make sure that, we take a winner who says exactly what he said. Chris, where are you at? You're on the road, it sounds like, Chris.
I'm in Sverdrup Township.
You're in Sturgis Township?
No, Sverdrup.
I'm not understanding you.
Sverdrup. It's a Norwegian township in Griggs County.
Oh, very interesting.
Wow.
And you're by a rumble strip there, so I heard that.
It's a new point on the map there. Yeah. I don't think we've had any callers in there before.
Exactly. So lay this quote on.
Oh, yeah, it's Hannaford.
Oh, Hannaford, I love it. Lay the quote on us.
Sverdrup. I don't have a quote. I was going to quote you something from Paul, but, Ronald Reagan isn't too far from Paul either, so he's a pretty good guy.
Well, you hang on. We'll give you a chance to quote Paul in a second. I'm going to see others that are playing for the contest here. Don in Minot.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Good.
What's the quote?
Well, your other callers were saying one generation, and then I believe he said we're one election away.
He did. Election was not the word that I was thinking of. Generations actually never more than one blank is never more than one generation away from what? That's the
I've
word.
Got a bunch of Texers that have the word, too.
They
know
need
what
to
the
call.
Word is.
They need to call.
I know, that's just it. You can't text to win this one, guys. We told you.
Lyndon Bismarck's going to try next. Don't go away.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Burnelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there, and we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many analysts say the just-released government jobs report is more evidence the U.S. economy is slowing. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to the around 145,000 analysts had forecast. And September's number is below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. And analyst Daniel DiMartino Booth, who's CEO at Quill Intelligence, says the fact that the August number was revised downward is very telling.
We've had five straight months of negative revisions. One of the first things that I was taught at the Fed was three consecutive months of negative revisions signals an inflection point in the cycle. Six this morning. This is not a trend. This is a fact at this point.
She was speaking on CNBC. The unemployment rate, though, fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Broadcast from the Williston Airport. Williston Basin International Airport, XWA, very first. No one else has done this. And later today, a plane will land for the first time here, probably holding the governor and Senator Kramer and others as well making their way up here. Pretty amazing when you think about it. And if it doesn't give you a little bounce in your step about where we live and what is going on here, then have your pulse taken somewhere. Get that checked out because this is pretty fun. We're on the cutting edge. I absolutely love it. We're going to talk to the economic development boss of this fine community, Sean Michael, here in just a moment. Stay tuned for that. Also, coming up on the program, Senator Kevin Cramer will join us for the weekly talk radio town hall. He'll be here along with Governor Burgum, Senator Hovind, Senator Daines from Montana's coming across the border. Beautiful. Former Governor Dalrymple and others. I'll be here for the ribbon cutting that is happening this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, the public's invited to come on out and take it all in. So, a lot going on. Okay, so here we go. Linda and Bismarck, let's give you a shot at this. Can you name the Ronald Reagan quote that I'm looking for?
Well, when Ronald Reagan met Donald Trump, he said he felt like he was shaking the president's hand when he met Donald Trump.
Wait a minute now. You're saying Ronald Reagan said that about Donald Trump?
Correct.
No kidding. I've never heard that before.
Well, I've got it on my phone.
I love it. I love it. That's really neat, Linda. Did you have want to take a crack at the quote that we're trying to find, the mystery quote?
I don't know. I thought that was it.
I wish it was. Thanks, Linda. All right, we're going to go to Williston and Deanna. Wouldn't it be nice to have a winner from Williston while we're in Williston? See, I would love this. Hi, Deanna. Do you know the quote?
Hi, this is Dana Shaw. Yes, the quote is, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Ding, 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 ding. Todd, like, cue the fireworks. Dana has just won right here. She got it exactly perfect. I was actually looking at the quote from the Reagan Library, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. He goes on in that quote to say, we didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, handed on for them to do the same. And one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. That
quote, amen.
That quote, more than any quote of Ronald Reagan, out of all his wisdom, is the one that sends chills up my spine. Because you know what he's saying is factually, you know, provable. It's history. Republics like ours, democracies around the world don't last. They don't last. So freedom, when you love what you have, you need to know it is never more than a generation away from extinction. And generation is a blink. So when we have a circus going on in Washington, D.C. from people who hate the president, that want to impeach him, that won't let an election decide that question by the people in a year, and instead want to cook up a bunch of ridiculous, made-up words to suggest he did something he didn't do that's worthy of impeachment. That's how freedom ends. That's how coups happen. That's how, you know, civil wars happen. So stand up against this, no matter your politics, if you value freedom, if you want it to last. And that's why I thought it was important to use that quote today, and thankfully you knew it. So I have a pair of tickets for you that allow you a bus trip and a hotel stay in Minneapolis for the president's rally next week. All right, we're selling these for $299 a person based on double occupancy, but yours are free, Deanna.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm serious. Yours are free.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
And you know, you'll have to make a little excursion on this, because you're going to have to go
from
Williston to Fargo, and then hop the bus in Fargo, and then stay overnight in the cities, and then come back after the rally. But you'll be amongst folks that are having a great time. And I think people need to do this. Look what the mayor of Minneapolis said about the president. A lot different than what the mayor of Williston would say about him, for crying out loud. So it's the reason we got to go down there. You hang on a moment. We'll get all your information and get you the details, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet. Thank you. Deanna in Williston. Appreciate it very much. Very much. Okay, Chris wanted to quote Paul. He didn't want to quote Reagan. Give us Paul quick, and then I have to go to our guest here.
Yeah, so Paul was talking in Ephesians about finding a new identity, or a new humanity. And we tend to look to our success, our accomplishments. We look to our failures to identify ourselves. We look to our political stance, the things we find our identity in, and that's all the flesh. And Paul tells us we need to find our identity in Christ. And I think that's the root problem, is that we need to not have walls of division between Jews and Gentiles. Like Berlin had the Berlin Wall, which separated it. And there was a big difference between the two. But guess what? The wall is gone. And the only thing that remarks it now is pavers on the ground. In Christ, we can have walls taken down. We cannot have divisions. It doesn't have to be black and white. It can be... we can find our identity in Christ, and I think that's the root problem we have nowadays, is we look to other things for identity and not Christ.
I think Paul was wise, and I think you're wise by living by it. Chris, thank you very much. I started the show today by saying, set aside all the impeachment noise, set aside the excitement of what's happening here in Williston in this brand-new airport that is really neat. We're the first radio broadcast from the airport. Pretty cool. And look at the news about the brother of the murder victim that hugged the convicted killer yesterday. That's what you're talking about. That gets you beyond everything. There's a lesson in that that is unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi ought to think about it. Chuck Schumer, too. She ought to go give Donald Trump a big old hug so we can get over this and get some stuff done. All right, let's talk about why we are in Williston, North Dakota today. We are here because they have made some history. And the mayor of the great city, Mayor Klug, is here. How are you, Howard? How can it not be an exciting day when you got this going on, right?
Well, it's 10 years in the making, only about 3 years of actual construction. But being able to pull this off in western North Dakota, and we had to involve people across the nation. They got behind us because they know what we're doing out here in western North Dakota. And they know how important it is to make sure that this region is strong.
Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Corp, is Sean Wanko. Sean is here as well. Sean, what kind of a message are you sending with this airport, do you think?
Well, this is exciting. I'll tell you, is there any other place in the United States that, as a profession, as economic development, you couldn't be having more fun than here right now? And really, you know, what we're seeing with XWA and the investment in infrastructure out here, we're telling the industry and we're telling the private sector, they're doing their thing, we're doing our thing, to help assist them to get them up and running and to grow. And this is going to be a big thing for us. This is a game changer, what I see with economic development. We're going to see a lot of things spin off from this, and we're going to see a lot of growth because of this as well.
I think the message that this sends, I mean, obviously the actual infrastructure is fantastic and more flights and everything else, but I think just the I mean, the old wow factor that comes from something of this magnitude is pretty amazing, Howard. Is that part of what the city was trying to do here?
It was. We want to show people, whether you live in Western North Dakota or you come here to do business, that we're ready for you and we're proud of what we're doing out here. I don't care what anybody else says about what we're doing here in Western North Dakota. We're doing what's right for us. We're doing right what's right for the state of North Dakota. And this is one of the ways that we prove it, that you, when you walk off that plane now into Williston and you walk outside and you come into the terminal that we're in now, it's not embarrassing, but it's not what we want to prove to people that we can do. And we showed that we can do it, and we're going to keep doing that. And when they come out here to do business with us, we're going to say, we're ready for you. You show us something that will benefit both of us. Here we are. Let's go.
From an economic development perspective, Sean, what kind of a difference will this make?
Well, again, transportation infrastructure is key when you talk about developing a community. And again, I say this is a game changer because it is. You know, one, our number one industry, oil and gas, it's going to help them with what they're doing with their operations. But just like the mayor said, it's going to put an image out there now that, hey, we mean business and we're serious about what we're doing in Western North Dakota. So even from oil and gas, we're going to see other industries start to take note now, and we're going to see some great diversification come to the area because the transportation access is here. It is here now, and it's built for the future. It's built to grow, and we're going to take advantage of that.
This wasn't without controversy. Most things, these days come with that because, you know, everybody's got a different opinion about how you ought to do something. But, you're out here a ways. You put a, flag in the ground north of Williston. Talk a little bit about that decision on how you decided where to do this.
Well, it's only 20 minutes from my house, 15 minutes from where we had the old airport. But out in Western North Dakota, you have to pick and choose your sites very carefully because you can't go south of the river. There's too much terrain, too many oil wells. And when we came out to this area, we found 1,700 acres that wasn't encumbered by too many things that were already in place. There was things in place. We had to move two gas pipelines, one oil pipeline. We had to move a power line. And then we also had to talk to the people that homesteaded this area. And we weren't going to come in and just take a little bit for a road. We were going to take it all. And there was some hard feelings over that. But we got through that. We talked to them about what this would mean for the region, what you would be contributing to the families. And also, when we were talking price for this, we paid for this property, and we were fair with everybody. And it didn't make any difference whether you were a small owner, the large owner. We talked to them all. We got through it. We worked with them. We worked with the tribal consultants. We worked with the naysayers who said that you should just build it where we're at. Why are you doing this? We're doing this because Williston, the region, needs this. This is a regional airport. I just got a text from Lieutenant Governor Sanford last night, and he said this is going to be so huge for Watford City, too. We have Congressman Daines from Montana coming over today talking about what impact this is going to have on eastern Montana. We've been talking to people up in Canada, southern Canada, coming down to Williston. This whole region is excited about what we're doing right here.
Fantastic. Stick around, if you would. I want to talk a little bit about what this opens up in the way of development opportunities in the old site, what the possibilities are there, what you think that will look like, and talk more also about what kind of service might be available to Western North Dakota. As we talked with Anthony, the airport director, earlier, TSA would have to, go through your bags because there wasn't enough room for the actual scanners in the other airport, let alone new airlines, right? So pretty significant change coming that way as well. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo, ladies and gentlemen. There's a Be the Buffalo spirit alive and well in Williston. Hey, let's build a new airport. Let's just do it out there. Find out more. Be the Buffalo.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
So our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats want you to know that when you bring your deer to them, the venison you get back is going to be yours. Not everybody does that. Some say they do it, they don't necessarily do it. But it is a guarantee that Travis and the team at Schweitzer's want you to know is real. Absolutely 100% real. And don't forget, they have breakfast links. They have the best jerky on earth, a select variety of flavors for you to choose from. You tell them you heard about it right here, and you'll get a discount. So stop and see them, and get ready for deer season. Remember Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. They're going to send that venison back that is yours. You earned it, right? Absolutely. Okay, we continue with more from the Williston Basin International Airport grand opening today. Actually, a VIP ribbon-cutting ceremony today, and then tomorrow the grand opening where the public can come take it all in. We'll talk more about what will happen tomorrow with our guest, the city administrator. But first, I want to finish with Sean Wanko and Mayor Klug as well. Sean, the old space, while it was a little small for an airport and you were getting cramped, still provides an enormous opportunity right in the heart of booming Williston. So if I had to look out 10 years, what would that be?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, that is the corner of Main and Main almost. It's going to be in the heart of the city. And what I think a lot of people didn't realize is that we've been working on the redevelopment of this project for about 7 years now, planning and getting ready. Once we get this airport open, we're going to be ready to rock and roll. If you look out 10 years, I think I see a pretty vast development going on with mixed use. I think we'll see some retail out there. We'll see some commercial space. We'll see some housing. I'm confident that we should see some sort of hotel convention center in that space, as well as some recreation space out there as well, and platted space for schools and medical and different types of facilities. But it's going to be fun because it's a big piece of property. It's going to take a long time to develop because of the size of the property, but it really is going to speak volumes when you start to see things go up there for Williston and what type of city Williston is going to be.
Another texter has a question. Listener Tyson says, ask the mayor what happens to the airport if a Democrat is elected for president in 2020 and bans fracking.
That's a good question. It's a question that's not going to happen to begin with, so I'm not worried about it. And fracking, this whole country is reliant on fossil fuels one way or the other. I'm looking around here. I've got a plastic table. I've got tires and everything else. The fuel part of it is just one small part of it. It doesn't make any difference if you're dealing with medical, if you're dealing with retail, if you're dealing with anything that goes on in this country. It is so far, in my opinion, in my mind, it is so far out there that we have a viable alternative to what we're using on a daily basis here. The other thing about fracking is, it's safe. We've proven it's safe. We're doing it with new technology all the time. Every time we turn around, the safety of the industry is being proven once again. So I don't think it's going to happen.
President Trump is in Minneapolis next week. The mayor in Minneapolis said, you're not welcome. You shouldn't come here. We don't want you here. Told his police officers not to go to the arena with their uniforms on. It really is unprecedented. I imagine he'd get different treatment here in Williston, right?
In Williston, North Dakota, I'd pick him up at the airport myself. When Donald Trump Jr. was in Williston here with a rally for Kevin Cramer, I personally handed a letter to Donald Trump's security people and said, make sure this gets to the president because I want him in Williston, North Dakota. I want him to come and open up the new airport. And even up until a couple of weeks ago, I was hoping that he would be here. And once again, I'd have been the first guy to welcome him off the plane.
I think he can count a lot of noses in this part of the world that are on his side. So he's got to go round up a few that might be wavering a little bit, but maybe in due time, right?
In due time.
He can come right out here. And you mentioned earlier, I was talking about Oasis Petroleum, my friends, that have the Be the Buffalo spirit, and we have the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. You said, hey, here, I want to tell you something that Oasis Petroleum did for us. Tell that story.
Great partner for the city of Williston. They came up to me and they said, you know, we've got these oil wells in front of your airport. We don't want to have all that traffic basically bothering us, and we want to run our business the way we've been doing it. Let us build you a new road into your facility. I looked at them and I said, well, good luck with that, because I went through all the negotiations with the landowners and everything else. We treated them fairly, but it was a long, drawn-out experience. They came back to me 30 days later, and they said it's done. And they came in and built the road. They took out the dangerous curves into the new facility. It's a sweeping view into the new facility. It's gorgeous. They've landscaped it. We put in the pavement, they put in the road, but their ability to work with the landowners out here is second to none. They treat them right, they treat them fairly, and they treat the city of Williston exceptionally well. We're just happy to have them here in the city.
If you're taking part in the ribbon cutting VIP ceremony this afternoon. Make sure you shake the hand of Mayor Klug, who has led an incredible effort here. Sean Wanko as well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Very much. David, don't go anywhere. We're going to chat with you after a quick break here, okay? David Tuan, who is the city administrator for the city of Williston, going to join us and answer a couple of questions that have come from listeners, too, including what airlines will be serving Williston. Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall, too. For a full hour with your questions and comments, call us at 800-228-0550. Get in queue for Senator Cramer. That's next. Don't go away.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.